Well, I was very blessed by the service today. Pastor gains great encouragement when the prophetic word really lays the foundation for the preaching of the word. We had the song of the redeemed, a story of redemption. Julia shared in her Lord's table about the redeemed and how in Ephesians 4 we're to be kind to one another by forgiving one another. It's all part of God's grace and how redemption is foreshadowing Christ's sacrifice for us. Today I would like to talk with you about the great story of Ruth and Boaz. The courage challenge for today is show kindness and reap kindness. If you show kindness, eventually you will reap that same kindness. Let me give you the background to the story of Ruth and Boaz. It's a great love story. It's a story of redemption. First, I have to tell you the story of Elimelech and his wife Naomi. It's really the story of a normal, everyday family who sought to please God, who sought to please God in a time of moral degradation in society. In other words, the morals of society were very low. There was much evil in the world. Elimelech and Naomi were Israelites. They are part of the people of God. And because of God's judgment of Israel's terrible unfaithfulness through a famine, Elimelech and Naomi left and moved to Moab with their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. You see, Israel was practicing the sin of idolatry, worshiping idols. And this story gives us instruction for even us today who are living in America. And even though much of the United States is turned away from God, we can be different and live for Christ. It instructs us as how we can live in a time of moral degradation. It is a story of redemption. Well, after moving to Moab, Naomi's husband died. After marrying Moabite women and living in Moab for 10 years, Naomi's sons also died. Of course, Naomi was very heartbroken at this turn of events for her family. After hearing that the Lord had provided for her people by providing food, Naomi prepared to go back to her homeland of Judah. But Naomi urged her two daughters-in-law to stay in their home of Moab. And we see in Ruth 1:16 that one of her daughters-in-law, Ruth, made a courageous decision to identify with Naomi, to identify with Naomi's people, and to identify with the people of God. She said, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me." Ruth showed outstanding kindness to her mother-in-law. When Naomi saw that she could not dissuade Ruth from her courageous and kind commitment, Naomi relented and allowed Ruth to go back to Judah with her. However, Naomi felt very empty. Naomi had lost her husband. Naomi had lost her two sons. We can only imagine the state of her mind at this point in time. The Bible tells us as she returned to her home of Bethlehem, Naomi shared with the women there of her bitterness. In Ruth 1:20, she said, "Call me Mara." The word Mara means bitter. She said, "Call me Mara because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." Have you ever felt empty? Do you perhaps feel empty today? Well, Naomi felt empty. When Naomi left her homeland, she had fullness. She had a full family. She had her husband. She had her sons. But now she was returning empty without her husband and sons. In Ruth chapter 2, the Bible tells us that Naomi had a relative in her family, a relative named Boaz. The name Boaz means "in him is strength." Indeed, our society today needs men that are strong with true godly strength, men of real kindness expressed through their actions. Boaz was a man. He was a man's man. He was God's man. He was a man of true strength. Not necessarily just strong in the flesh, but he was strong in his spirit. He had strength that was able to focus on others. As Ruth settled into her new homeland with Naomi, Ruth did not assume that she would just be taken care of. After the death of her own husband, Ruth did not slide into self-pity and depression. Rather, Ruth showed godly character by getting right to work to help provide for Naomi and herself. Ruth went out into the fields to glean grain behind those that were bringing in the harvest. The nation of Israel had a law allowing the poor to glean leftovers from the harvesters. And Naomi and Ruth were poor. They did not have any men to provide for them. Ruth 2 verse 3 reveals to us God's favor toward Ruth. It says, "As it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz." The passage says, "As it turned out." This clause shows that God was working on the behalf of Naomi and Ruth. God was behind the scenes providing for Naomi and Ruth. Indeed, God would provide for them in more ways than one. And Ruth 2:4 tells us that when Boaz came to the field, he greeted his workers with kindness. He said, "The Lord be with you." And his workers responded with enthusiasm, "The Lord bless you." Boaz showed himself to be an outstanding leader, even by his greeting. He greeted his workers first, and he greeted his workers enthusiastically. Giving a hearty greeting to others is a great way to show kindness to them. I want to encourage all of us to show kindness by greeting others first, and to do so enthusiastically. I know Joshua Nunez back there. He and I have this friendly competition. And I have to admit, oftentimes he beats me. And then he tells me he beats me. All right? I beat you, Dr. Schweitzer. All right? But we have this friendly competition when we see each other in the morning to see who says good morning first. To see who greets the other person first. All right? Often I see older people are good at this quality. I can tell as I'm out running and so forth, and I try to greet the people at the bus stop and as they're walking down the sidewalk. And I can see that often older people have that character quality of greeting others first. All right, well, I want to encourage the young people today, all right, to greet others first and to greet them enthusiastically. Who do you see in the morning? Well, children, you see your parents. Wife, you see your husband. Husband, you see your wife. All right? We see our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, the people at the bus stop, our teachers, our co-workers, our classmates. Make it your goal to greet them kindly first. Doing so helps you to walk in the kind of grateful attitude as opposed to a grumbling, complaining attitude. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to work today. I don't want to fight that traffic today. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I'm tired. Rather, God wants us to wake up, as Vance Coseritz often says, to greet the day with a cheer. Greet the day. Greet the day with a cheer. God wants us to wake up and greet others cheerfully. Boaz started inquiring about this young lady that was working in his field. He started inquiring about Ruth. He was told that she was a Moabitess, a foreigner. He was told that she came back with Naomi. In Ruth 2:7, he was told about her work ethic. He was told she went into the field and has worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter. Boaz showed kindness to Ruth by providing her with care and protection. Because of the moral degradation in society, there was much immorality. Often women would be treated wrongly by the men. Boaz made it a point to tell the men not to touch Ruth. In Ruth 2:8, Boaz gave godly instruction to Ruth with kindness. He said, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field. And don't go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the girls. I have told the men not to touch you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled." Boaz was protecting Ruth and showing care for her. He was taking Ruth under his wing. And we need more of these kind of men in society today. We need men to be men. We need women to be women. All right? And we need to promote this kind of godly manhood in our society today. At the same time, Ruth showed godly character herself. She showed respect toward authority. She showed respect toward Boaz. In Ruth 2:12, because of what Ruth did to identify with Naomi, to identify with her people, to identify with her God, Boaz said to Ruth, "May the Lord repay you for what you have done." You see, the world calls it what goes around comes around. All right, but I remember my doctoral program. Something came out from a professor that really impacted me. The sowing and reaping principle of life, where we sow kindness and kindness is returned, isn't necessarily a direct response where it's a straight line. Really, it's more of a circle. It's more of a circle. All right? And you may not see a direct kindness coming from the person that you were kind to. But somehow in that circle, the unkindness has got to stop. And we've got to start a new circle. We have to start a new trend. We have to start a new motivation. All right, we've got to break the wrong cycle and start a new cycle where we show kindness. All right, and there's something that happens spiritually. Who is the one person who sees all things? It's God. All right, you're not going to necessarily get kindness back from the person that you're seeking to be kind to. Perhaps that coworker who always seems to be having it out for you. But as you show kindness, maybe that worker will eventually show kindness to you. But God sees your kindness. All right, and then eventually that kindness will return to you. Amen. Boaz showed kindness to Ruth by providing her with care and protection. At the same time, Ruth had shown kindness to Naomi. And Boaz said, "May the Lord repay you for what you have done." May the Lord repay you. Yes. For what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. I want to encourage all of us here, not just the men. I want to encourage all of us to be the kind of people that have wings. That be the kind of people under whom others can come and we can provide care and we can provide protection and we can provide shelter. We can help to provide for others. To be the kind of people that take people under our wing. Alright? People need this kind of people in their lives when they're in a very needy place. I encourage all the young people to be these kind of others-focused champions. That is where we want to be, under God's wings. What does it mean to be under God's wings? Being under His wings is being under His protection, provision, under His blessing. And as we live to honor God and live for Christ, we will come under His wings with all of His blessings. And at the same time, God starts using us to be ones in which people can come under our wings. And we can be that vessel through which God can work to provide that blessing and that comfort and that shelter and that protection and that provision for others. God is calling us to be this kind of people. Moreover, Ruth had the character of servanthood. In Ruth 2:13, Ruth referred to herself as your servant. In addition to kindness, Ruth showed modesty. She showed gratitude. These qualities brought her favor. And these qualities bring us favor. They bring the young people favor. Qualities such as humility that comes before honor. The Bible says God gives grace to the humble. Kindness, gratefulness instead of complaining. Instead of grumbling, an attitude of gratitude, modesty, humility. These qualities bring us favor. These are excellent traits for us to cultivate. Sincere kindness, humility, servanthood, and thankfulness will bring favor to your life. Well, Boaz definitely showed kind favor toward Ruth and blessed her with provision. Dad shared a prophetic scripture today in Psalm chapter 145, which really caught my attention. In Psalm 145, verse 14, it says, "The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down." Naomi, when she came back to her homeland, she was bowed down. She said, "Call me Mara." She said she was empty. She was bowed down. "The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and loving toward all He has made. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise His holy name forever and ever." Amen. Naomi and Ruth had nowhere else to look. They had to look to the Lord God of Israel. Instead of just giving her what had fallen from the gleaning, we learn in Ruth 2:15, Boaz instructed his workers to provide more for Ruth. He said, "Even if she gathers among the sheaves, don't embarrass her. Rather, pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up, and don't rebuke her." Boaz showed kindness to Ruth by looking after her to make sure she was both protected and provided for. Of course, his kindness toward Ruth was also showing kindness to Naomi. Acts such as these are the way we're to show kindness toward others. Being others focused, we should seek to bless others. God wants us to grow to the point in which we are able to get our focus off ourselves and see what we can do to help others. Under Boaz's care, Ruth prospered on her first day of work. Ruth gathered an ephah of grain, about 40 pounds, a very large amount. When Ruth returned home, Naomi realized that Ruth had been blessed with a great day's work. They had been blessed by God providing for them. Naomi said in Ruth 2:19, She said, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." See, Naomi, who had been bitter, had been in despair, had been empty, depressed, Naomi was now gaining hope. She was now seeing, wow, maybe God is working on our behalf. And she realized that someone was helping them. When Ruth told Naomi of Boaz, Naomi replied, "The Lord bless him. He has not stopped showing kindness to the living and the dead." Of course, Naomi is thinking of her husband and her two sons. He has not stopped showing kindness to the living and to the dead. How can we show kindness to the dead? How could Boaz be showing kindness to the dead? All right, well, there was a principle in Israel, all right, that you care for the widow. You care for the one whose husband has been lost. All right, and so Boaz was showing kindness to the dead. Wow. And Naomi said, "That man Boaz is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers." Naomi started to gain hope that God was looking out for them. She recognized that God's hand was at work. You see, we're blessed when we are kind to others. God is one that sees that kindness. If you are good to others, you will eventually reap good in return. Ruth was kind to Naomi by deciding to stay with Naomi, to go with her, to support her. And Boaz was kind to Ruth, and by extension, was kind to Naomi. Of course, superintending all of these affairs was God, who was looking out for both Naomi and Ruth. Naomi shared with Ruth that Boaz was one of Naomi's kinsmen redeemers. We sang the song today, the song of the redeemed. In fact, we wanted to sing it some more, right, Dwayne?
Amen.
The song of the redeemed. A kinsman redeemer was a close relative. In addition, a kinsman redeemer could choose to be responsible to protect and provide for needy extended family. Well, it wasn't just a coincidence that Boaz was a relative of Naomi's husband, Elimelech. As we can see, Boaz started providing for and protecting both Naomi and Ruth out of the principle of redemptive kindness. He was a godly man, the kind of man that we should seek to emulate. And he started providing for Ruth and Naomi and protecting them even before he had the legal responsibility to do so. He was doing it out of the principle of kindness. He was doing it out of the principle of providing redemption for others. Boaz was a godly man, the kind of man that we should seek to emulate. And young ladies, Ruth is the kind of lady that you should emulate. The story of Ruth and Boaz is a beautiful story of kindness reaping more kindness and eventually blooming into great love. I encourage us today to be like Ruth and Boaz. Be someone who considers others above yourself. Be someone in whom others can find refuge, shelter, protection, care, and provision. Even when it's hard to do so, show kindness to others through friendly actions. Eventually you will reap that same kindness. I'd like us all to stand. Really, the story of Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz and the kinsman redeemer speaks of Christ. And Christ is our ultimate redemption. Christ is our ultimate example. It speaks of who we have in Christ. It speaks of how Christ took our life when we were empty, when we had nothing, and He redeemed our life from the pit. So let's just come before the Lord today. And I just want to lead us in a prayer of redemption. And if you never prayed this prayer before, it's a prayer of salvation as you come before Christ. Father, we just thank you for sending your Son Jesus to be our Redeemer, to redeem our lives, to redeem our lives from bitterness, from unforgiveness, from just being empty, Lord God. There's something in us, Lord God, that can only be filled through Jesus Christ. And so just pray after me. Dear Father, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to be my Redeemer. Just pray that. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my Redeemer, for being my kinsman Redeemer. Lord, I call out to you. Thank you for being my Savior. I confess Jesus is Lord. Take my emptiness and replace it with the fullness of Christ. Thank you for the abundant life of Christ. Thank you for making me your child. In Jesus' name. Amen. Show kindness and reap kindness in return. Have a great day in the Lord.